Hello, everybody. Just doing this video today about Pfizer and their new, the new gain of function. It's insane. What they're trying to do is create their own virus that they can tailor make a vaccine to cure. I guess this might be in an attempt to give them some more credibility, because they've lost all credibility since the Pfizer documents and this whole COVID scam came out. So they have a lot of deaths they're looking at dealing with, and they're looking for any way they can to say, no, what we do is important. First, have a look at this video from Robert Malone.
Pfizer ultimately is thinking about mutating COVID?
Well, that is not what we say to the public. No, don't tell anyone those things. You probably shouldn't tell anyone. Okay? We're exploring, you know how the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, why don't we just mutate it ourselves so we could create new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk of, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating f***ing viruses. It would be, very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate doesn't create something it goes everywhere.
Something crazy.
Is the way that the virus started in Wuhan. To be honest, it makes no sense if this virus popped out of nowhere.
Yeah, I know.
Meet Jordan Tristan Walker, a director of research and development strategic operations and mRNA scientific planning at Pfizer.
It sounds like gain of function to me.
I don't know, it's a little bit different. I think it's different. It's definitely not gain of function.
It sounds like it is. I mean, it's okay.
No. So directed evolution is very different. Well, you're not supposed to do gain of function research with the viruses. They recommend not. But you do these selected directional mutations to try to see if you can make more potent.
Yeah.
So there is research ongoing about that. I don't know how that's going to work. There might not be any more outbreaks. Just Jesus Christ.
The gentleman seems to have absolutely no moral compass at all.
Okay. That's a revolving door for all government officials. It's pretty good for the industry, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's bad for everyone else in America.
Why is it bad for everybody else?
Because if the regulators who have to approve our drugs know that once they stop being regulated, they want to go work for the company, they're not going to be as hard for the company.
If this is the quality of individuals within Pfizer that are making these huge decisions that risk global public health, it's profoundly corrupt.
What is Pfizer doing, I guess, to optimize, the vaccines now?
Oh, we actually have a meeting about that today, so there's a lot.
Really?
They're doing, I don't know if I should say this.
Our undercover journalist asked Walker how Pfizer is handling the fact that their COVID vaccines are ineffective against virus variants. What he said is disturbing. Listen to this.
We're exploring, you know how the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, why don't we just mutate it ourselves so we could develop new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk of, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating f***ing viruses.
Yeah,
Do we want to do this? So that's, one of the things we're considering.
Okay.
In the future, maybe we can, create new versions of the vaccines and things like that.
Okay, so Pfizer ultimately is thinking about mutating COVID?
Well, that is not what we say to the public. No. That's why it was a thought that came up in a meeting, and we were like, why do we not? It was like, we're going to consider that. There'll be more discussions.
Okay.
That exact reaction, right? We're like, wait a minute. People won't like that.
That's right. It appears that Pfizer is internally discussing the possibility of mutating the COVID virus themselves in order to tailor a vaccine to sell to the public. Listen to Walker describe in detail just how they would conduct such a scientific experiment. First, in living animals.
So the way that we're thinking about it, don't tell anyone those things. So the way it would work is, we put them in the virus in these monkeys.
Okay.
And then we successively, cause them to keep infecting each other. And we collect serial samples from them. And then the ones that are more infectious, like the virus, we'll put them in another monkey and just constantly actively mutate it. That's one way.
Okay.
Or you can even do directed simulation, which we cannot prefer. And then you just sample what the different proteins on the surface of the virus look like over time.
Okay.
So then you can see the mutation, and you can kind of force it to mutate in a certain way you want.
Okay.
But you have to be like very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate doesn't create something that, like, you know, goes everywhere.
Something
which
crazy.
But is the way that the virus started in Wuhan, to be honest. Like, it makes no sense if this virus popped out of nowhere. Like,
yeah, I know.
COVID virus experimentation on live monkeys? This is unethical, to say the least, and Walker describes those experiments as if they are ongoing and not simply a hypothetical discussion.
So, I mean, when is Pfizer going to implement the mutation of all these viruses?
I don't know. It depends on how the experiments work out, because this is just like something we're buying, right?
It sounds like gain of function to me.
I don't know. It's a little bit different. I think it's different. It's like there's... It's definitely not gain of function.
Sounds like it is. I mean, it's okay.
No, directed evolution is very different.
Directed evolution, okay. Well, so, I mean, is that what it is?
Maybe. I Well, you're not supposed to do gain of function research with the viruses. Like,
yeah.
They recommend not. But you do, like, these, like, selected directional mutations to try to see if you can make more potent.
Yeah.
So there is research ongoing about that. I don't know how that's going to work. There might not be any more outbreaks, to thank Jesus Christ.
So tell me more, like, what's developing with the whole, you know, virus mutation process?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're still kind of conducting the experiments on it, but it seems like from what I've heard, they're kind of optimizing it, but they're going slow because they were very cautious. Like, you know,
right.
Obviously they don't want to kind of accelerate it too much.
Yeah.
But I think they're also just trying to do it as an exploratory thing, because you obviously don't want to advertise that you're trying to put out future mutation.
Right. So did the whole virus mutation thing, like, come from your executive, Sarah?
No. That came from, like, we have, like, chief scientific officers in, like, the other divisions.
In a subsequent meeting, our undercover journalist asked if this type of gain-of-function research is already being studied at Pfizer. But no, as long as it's called directed evolution, Pfizer's in the clear.
What's the goal for Pfizer of doing that?
So probably what they want to do is, like, to try to figure out, to some extent, try to figure out, like, you know, there's all these new strains of variants that just pop up. Why don't we try to, like, catch them before they pop up in nature, and we can develop a vaccine prophylactic for, like, new variants.
Yeah.
So that's why they're thinking, like, if you do it controlled in the lab, then we say, oh, this is an epitope. And so then if it comes out later on, like, in the public, we already have a vaccine kind of working on.
Oh, my God. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, isn't that, the best business model, though? Like, just control nature before nature even happens itself, right?
Yeah. If it works.
What do you mean if it works?
Because, like, sometimes there are just mutations that pop up, right? And we're not prepared for it, like with Delta or Omicron,
right?
And things like that. So, who knows? I mean, either way, it's gonna be a cash cow. COVID will probably be a cash cow for us for a while going forward. Like,
yeah.
I obviously like.
Well, I think the whole like research of the viruses and mutating it, like, would be the ultimate, like, cash cow.
Yeah, it'd be perfect.
Now, you would think that creating viruses to sell the vaccine would be illegal, but no. The pharmaceutical industry, as Walker puts it, is, quote, a revolving door for all government officials, unquote.
Okay. A revolving door for all government officials?
Wow.
Yeah, for any industry, though. So, like, in the pharma industry, all the government officials who, like, you know, review our drugs, especially they come work for pharma companies. Like, the military, like, all the, like, army and defense, like, government officials eventually go work for the defense company afterwards.
How do you feel about that revolving door? Like,
it's pretty good for the industry, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bad for everyone else in America.
Why is it bad for everybody else?
The regulators who have to approve our drugs know that once they stop being a regulator, they want to work for the company. They're not going to be as hard for the company. They're reviewing their job.
Right.
We talked to Dr. Robert Malone, physician, scientist, and author, to get his take on the comments made by Jordan Walker.
You're gaining function. You're creating a new function in virus one by adding elements from virus two, infecting one monkey and then another monkey. That's called serial passage. That appears to have been one of the technologies deployed in the Wuhan Institute of Virology with the humanized mouse strains that I believe were obtained from EcoHealth Alliance. That's an example of directed evolution. The gentleman seems to have absolutely no moral compass at all about what he's doing. The hubris and arrogance and immaturity. If this is the quality of individuals within Pfizer that are making these huge decisions that risk global public health with such a casual disregard for the human toll. It's profoundly corrupt in terms of, would it be feasible for Pfizer to circumvent international or national law? I think that is undeniable. And the gentleman in your investigative work has clearly indicated that Pfizer believes that it has successfully captured the regulatory apparatus of the United States government and presumably worldwide. Pfizer has completed regulatory capture, is quite proud of it.
With governments turning a blind eye and Pfizer hiding information from the public, this is an ongoing story. Be brave, do something, spread these videos, and stay tuned.
Okay, so now I want to show you quickly a video from James O'Keefe, who's responsible for releasing the video that Robert Malone just showed you. Have a look.
But the fact that Pfizer disabled their comments, that's a reaction. Their Pfizer's reacting and disabling their comments on TikTok.
Even on ads. So it's all hands on deck to control the narrative.
Pfizer hasn't responded officially, but they're deleting their... Pfizer hasn't responded officially, but they're disabling their comments.
Damage control.
Damage control. That is a reaction. We're getting a reaction from Pfizer.
Okay, so now we have this Melissa McAtee, not McAfee, McAtee, and she has got some documents in regards to everything that's going on with Pfizer right now. So here in this email, they vehemently deny that the graphene oxide is in the vaccine, okay? But then they turn around at the end and say, well, we don't know what the manufacturer put it in because we're just buying ingredients and adding them together. So we can't guarantee there's not a couple of little traces of this graphene oxide. The whole fucking vaccine's almost graphene oxide. It's insane. She got another memo from the Pfizer head-ups, and it reads, I hope you've been gratified as ITC challenge a colleague sharing news and photos about their COVID-19 vaccinations. I realize this may also create questions about when and where and how it is appropriate to share social media posts about your Pfizer-administered vaccinations. Now, colleagues post such as these by governed by Pfizer social media policy guidelines under corporate policy number 407, do identify yourself as a Pfizer colleague in any social media post. Consider using identifying hashtags such as hashtag Pfizer colleague or hashtag Pfizer proud. Do not share opinions about the vaccine or provide medical advice such as recommending others get it or not get it. Do not receive their permission before sharing recognizable images of other colleagues, vaccines vaccine administrators, and or healthcare professionals. Do take care to protect your and others' personal information. Do follow all adverse event reporting requirements consistent with the corporate policy number 903. This includes the reporting side effects that they experience related to a Pfizer product or that they can learn another person has experienced, including information you receive in response to your social media post. Consider limiting discussion about the vaccine side effects on social media in order to minimize receiving such reports triggering their reporting obligations. Do not solicit comments or questions from your friends or followers about your vaccination. Do refer all questions about the vaccine back to Pfizer website. One example of the appropriate reply is at their handle. Thanks for your question. For more information, please visit Pfizer.bullshit. Do not engage in debates or heated exchanges, including those that may be anti-vax. Do handle all media inquiries in ordinance with corporate policy number 409. If you receive an inquiry from a reporter, contact Pfizer Media Relations. Yeah, it's pretty crazy what they're even making their own employees do. So obviously Pfizer's trying to do damage control on their credibility because they've been sunk, but, you know, how many viruses do we have to worry about? Because you got Bill Gates threatening the next plandemic, and you got Pfizer now trying to create the next plandemic, and we still have to worry about China releasing another plandemic. And how many others? How many other drug companies? Has Moderna got one going? Is, you know, J&J, all these, AstraZeneca, all these douchebags, are they getting all their own viruses going so they can tailor-make vaccines for them? It's just getting crazy. It's biological nightmare. So I hope this video finds you in good health, and I hope this video finds you in good spirits, because right now we need that. I hope you all have a great day. Shout out to my subscribers, my new subscribers, and my viewers. Have a great day. Bye.